Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute your way. We're on Brachos 11, talking about how to read the Shema. Beis Shammai says literally, as it says, B'shachbecha, you have to do it while lying down. Beis Hillel says you could do it any position. It doesn't have to be necessarily lying down. It could be sitting down or standing, depending if you're going on the way or not. And then the Gemara says that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, one who follows the rule of Beis Shammai is subject to death. As we've learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon said, I was once walking on the road, and when the time to recite the evening Shema came, I lay down to recite the Shema in the manner prescribed by Beis Shammai, and I endangered myself from bandits who could have attacked me on account of the position I was in. They said to him, you deserve to come to harm, for you acted against the opinion of Beis Hillel. We know in general we always have to listen to the opinion of Beis Hillel, except for the six instances of Ya'al Kegam. I always forget what those six stand for, but I know that it's called Ya'al Kegam. What we could really learn from here is that we're supposed to do mitzvahs to protect ourselves and to be accomplishing what we're supposed to in this world. We're supposed to make the world a better place and make ourselves better people and enhance the living around us to help our families, to help people in the world. But if we do something that endangers ourselves, that's going against what we're supposed to do. If you're in a bad neighborhood and wearing a kippah would be troublesome, wear a hat. I've worked in many neighborhoods where that was the case, and I wear a hat outside and the kippah inside. If davening in public is going to be troublesome, then find a more private area. If listening to a shir out loud would bother people, do things in the right way. Don't cause trouble. Don't bring unnecessary danger onto yourself, God forbid. Act in a way that the mitzvos can protect you and not cause you to be harmed. Just as the guy shouldn't have prayed on the way to come to harm because of what Beis Shammai said, so too we should make sure when we're on the way, when we're working, when we're in the field, when we're out there, whatever we're doing, don't do it in a way that can endanger yourself. Only do the mitzvah so that you can protect yourself and be protected as well. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 12 here on the Audio DDD with T.